Kerbal City Hopeful is good. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Pei Dalad. I think we have about a week left to the Masechta. And if you remember yesterday, right, we started a Mishnah that seemed to have two implications. And if a woman says, Konaram Shaninen Labrios, right, she swears off getting Hana from the brios, from people. So the kasha is, right, the Gemara wanted to know, right, does that include her husband or not? So we said that seems to include her husband, that seems to not include her husband, because we had said, the Mishnah had said, Eino yochal lahafer, he cannot nullify it. We assume that because he's not included, and therefore it's not affliction, and it's not benolavena. But then the next line seems to imply if she's the only reason she's not able to be mayfair is because she can get benefit from other people, maybe that does include the husband. So we had three opinions, if you remember yesterday, whether that that lashon includes the husband or not. And we're starting today, right, with the last two opinions, with the kasha from Rava, right, onto Rav Nachman. If you remember, Rava had said that the baal is bechlal brios, that the husband is included in the brios, and Rav Nachman had said the baal lav bechlal brios, that the husband is not. So Ezebe Rava, the Rav Nachman. So Rava asked the following kasha from a different context, right? There's a from a different Ubal, as we'll see in a second, right? Ubal lav, right? Again, we're going to see this later on. This is the end of the Masechta, right? Ubal lav b'chol brios, who really a husband is not included. She says min habrios, that's not included in her husband. Tana Mishnah says at the end of the Masechta, natulani min Yehudim, I am taken away from Jews, meaning that she's not, she swears off having beer with all other people. Right? Yofer, then chelko, the husband can be made for his chelik in that. Right, meaning that they should be able to be together. Right, and therefore the husband, right, is able to get rid of his part of the nether, right, and then they can be together. Right, but the rest of it is chal. And if you'll tell me the husband is not included in brios, so who nidre inu nefesh hain, then this is a nether that has inu nefesh, v'yafer lo la'olam. And he should be able to get rid of the entire nether, right, not just the part that it pertains to him. How does this work exactly? So the Ran says it's a couple of steps. That at face value, this seems to be this lashon of netula min ayehudim, right? Seems to imply that she's not going to have beer with anybody. But right again, the pashas is right that the chora that the nether would have to be referring to other people, because it is odd that it is referring to other people, rather, because she's already usher to them, right? She doesn't need to take a nether, right? The way we're originally understanding it, right? She doesn't need to take a nether, right, to offer herself to other people, because she's an Ishizish, she's already married. So how does that work? So it seems to imply, but then the Gemara assumes, or meaning the assumption is that it must be, right, that if the husband is not included in with everybody else, right, you can't say it's talking about Bia, because she's already talking about everybody else. Meaning if the split is everyone else and the husband, so it can't be talking about Bia, because she wouldn't say, I'm not allowed to be with everybody else, because she's already not allowed. So therefore, it must be talking about something else. But if it's talking about something else, so then it's an Inu Nefesh. Right? Again, we said before that if she swears off getting fruit, let's say, for example, like the Ran says, from the entire world, so the husband can be Mayfair. So why can't the husband be Mayfair all of it? If you so therefore, since the Mishnah says that he can only be Mayfair his Chelek, it must be, right, that he is... That he is included in all the people, and therefore, right, he can be made for his chelik and that nether not to have be with everybody. So Gemara says, Imalacha, actually no, that's not a good proof. Why? So Shani Hacha Demucha Milsa, right, Al Hetera Kaasra Nafsha, because basically it's very clear that she was talking about Bia. Right? It's not to us. There's no way to maneuver that nether to say that it was talking about fruit or something else that it talks about Ina Nefesh. Really, it was talking about something. She was talking about the husband. And again, in Echonami, usually we would not assume that the husband is Bichal Brios, but here this is clear, right? It's talking about Bia, and she's the only one that she's allowed to be with. So then, Pashas is. That's what it's referring to, and therefore that's why that has no bearing on our case, because it was clear from the lashon that that's who she was referring to. Okay, fine. Yecholu lehanos b'leket shechav peah. Switching gears here, the Mishnah had said, right, again, she is able to get leket shechav peah, right, if she can't get parnasa from everybody, if she swears off benefit from the world, right, so then she can get, don't worry, she can get leket shechav peah. We have different ways to understand right? Obviously, how that, whether that's explaining why the husband can be Mayfair, or etc., etc. So the Gemara just picks up on here, just shifting gears a little bit, right? Swinging kind of the mirror to include a bit of a bigger lens. Not the mirror, but, you know, the zooming out a little bit, the Mishnah didn't mention all the things that she could possibly get. Right? That kashukah and peah, things she can get in the field, yeah, the things that are dropped or forgotten or left on purpose, right? And peah is left in the corner on purpose. For logotani maiserani, but it doesn't mention, right, maiserani. Right, maiserani, right, there are a bunch of gifts that a farmer or someone who owns a field has to give. There's truma that goes to the kohen. Maiser Rishon goes to the Levi, right? Trumas Maiser goes from the Levi to the Kohen. And then there's Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani, right? In certain years of Shemitah, in the third and sixth year of Shemitah. So the farmer gives Maiser Ani. So that, again, the implication is that if he makes a nether not to get Hana from anybody, so then she can't take Maiser Ani. We see these three things she can take, right? Like Shekha and Kepeya, because that's Hefker. Right? She's not benefiting from anybody specifically, but Maiser Ani, right, seems to imply that it's not Hefker, and she therefore can't benefit because someone giving it to her, right, that would be some sort of benefit. Problem is, Vatanya Bebraisa, Maiser Ani, right, the Braisa who quotes this halacha, there's a Braisa that includes Maiser Ani in the Lashon. So Amar Rav Yosef, so we're going to have two ways of understanding this tira. Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Lazar, ha Rabbanan. Rav Yosef says it's Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbanan. What the concept of that? So that is a machlokas in the Mishnah in Demai. Demai, as perhaps you're familiar, is food that is bought from an Amaretz. We're not sure, right? It's a suffix, right? Demai, we don't know what this is. It's a suffix in terms of what types of gifts were taken off. We assume that the Amaretzim will take truma, because that's punishable by, to eat truma themselves, right, is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So, Misa B'dei Shamayim or Karis, I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember. One of the serious ones, I think, is Misa B'dei Shamayim, but I could be wrong. Fine. But the other ones, he's Choshesh to. Choshesh for. So, Truma, so Meiser, right, we take off, because we're not sure if he's going to take, and then, right, Meiser, Sheni, Meiser, Ani, Truma's Meiser's taking it from that. Okay, fine, whatever the halachos are. But long story short, what's the deal with Meiser, Ani? skirting all the halachos in terms of what you have to do when you buy produce from an Amaretz, what do you have to do with the Meiser, Ani? Right, do you need to say, because again, even the Meiser Rishon, right, is a suffix whether you need to take it off or not, and therefore the Levi has no claim to it. Right, you can't, because when Motzi Michavel Levaraya, you have to, whoever wants to, if the Levi comes and says, give me my Meiser Rishon, well, the farmer can be like, well, prove it that it's actually Chayiv in Meiser Rishon. Maybe the Ani, you know, did take the Meiser Rishon, and the Levi has no claim to it. So what the guy does, I guess we can't talk about what they do when they buy produce, but the guy does, he'll separate the Meiser Rishon, but then he'll keep it for himself, because it's not Usher Bazaar, and it's not a stuff, and Motzi Michavel Levaraya, right, the Levi has to prove that it's his, and he can't, so therefore the guy can keep it. So what's the deal with Meiser Ani? And the question is, not that if you can keep it, that for sure you can keep it. The question is, if you even have to be mafresh it, if you even have to separate it and designate it, and that's a machlokas Rabbi Lezer, right, and the Chachamim. That's not within the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Main, Adam, Tzarech, Likros, Shame, Al Meiser, Ani, Shal, Demai. You don't even need to designate it. You don't even need to take it off. Right? You don't even, forget take it off, you don't even need to say, this is Meiser Ani. Pashas is, we'll see in a second, because it's not going to create Tevel. It won't make the rest of the grain into Tevel. Again, and certainly since you don't have to give it to the Ani, because you can't prove that you have to take it, so therefore, right, you don't even need to designate it. Chachamim say, no, Koreshein, Vedon, Tzarek, Lafish, you do have to say, this is Meiser Ani, right, but you can, you know, obviously you don't have to separate it because you don't have to give it to the Ani, right, then, and therefore, you know, there's no way for him to prove, for the Ani to prove that he has to give it, and therefore you can keep it. But the machlokas is whether not taking Meiser Ani will make the rest of the produce tevel. So my love, so isn't this our machlokas? Right, so lamada amar sfeiko tovel kasover isle tovos hana. According to the one who says that suffik, I mean Meiser Ani, meaning the chachamim who say that not taking Meiser Ani, if that's a suffik, will make the rest of the grain tevel, which is really bad. So that kasavar is le tovos hana. Apparently, you see that the guy has the ability to give it to whoever he wants, meaning he has some sort of ownership in the Maaser Ani. Right? And we came with this, like, Tovus Ana, Lo Mahanya. And if the guy has some sort of ownership in the Maaser Ani, so therefore, if a woman takes a neder not to get benefit from someone, so that person can't give her something that he owns, right? She can't benefit from his stuff. So therefore, right, that's, we're going to say that the Maaser Ani is his. And to give, and therefore she cannot take it. And that's like our Mishnah, which did not include Maaser Ani. With Amanda Amar, Enol Kari Shem, that should be Enol, right? Yeah, Enol Kari Shem, Maaser Kosovar, that Sveiko Enol Tovel, right? Rabbi Elazar holds that Suffolk Maaser Ani is not going to be to make the rest of the, if you don't take it, it's not going to make the rest of the grain Tevel. And then, V'chol Sveiko Enol Tovel, right? Less like Tovus or not, V'shar Leleis Nuye. Again, if you tell me that the Suffolk of not, of take, if you tell me that not taking Maaser Ani will not make the rest of the grain Tevel, so then clearly he doesn't own it, right? And he doesn't have this tovas hana, this ability to give it and to anybody. And therefore it must be hefker, and therefore she can benefit from it. And therefore that's why the Braisa would say that she can get Maaser Ani, right, if she made a nether not to benefit from everybody. So Amalei Abaye said, not really. That's not necessarily the machogas. That's kuli almas feiko tovel. No, maybe everybody holds that. If you don't take Maaser Ani from, even if it's a suffek whether you have to take it, that it will make the rest of the grain tevel. But what's the machlokes? What's the machlokes? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abban, Rabbi Hakam Nefegi. The machlokes is like this: Rabbi Elazar, Savar, Lo Nechshedu Ami Aretz on Maaser Ani, and came on the Ilu Mafkir Nechasei Vavi Ani Vishakaluhu. Right, and therefore left Leis Pseida. Right, Rabbi Elazar holds that the Ami Aretzim will take Maaser Ani. Why? Because since they could just be mafker all their stuff and then become a poor person themselves and then take the Maaser Ani legitimately, he's not going to have any loss, right? By taking, by separating the Maaser Ani, because he'll just do that. He'll just do that scheme. He'll just be mafker all the stuff and be like, oh look, I'm poor. He'll take the Maaser Ani and then he'll acquire all of his possessions again. So that's Amarat. We'll just do that easy scheme, right? So you don't even have to worry about it because they're going to take it off. For Rabbanan Safri, Nechase lo mafker inish. And Rabbanan said, what do you mean? The guy's not being mafker all his stuff. Well, if someone comes and takes it just so he can get some grain, no way. Demir says, Dilma Zachabu inish achrin, because he's going to be nervous that maybe someone else will take his stuff. So the Hilkach Nechshu, therefore, they're concerned whether they take Maaser Ani or not. And therefore, the Chachamim say, you have to be Kore Shem, you do actually have to take off the Maaser Ani. So that's not meaning that therefore we're back to square one. Meaning that therefore this Mishnah doesn't say anything. Right? It doesn't help us. And we're still stuck with the Maastira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Right? What's the deal with Maaser Ani or not? Can she benefit, right, if she takes another not to benefit from anybody? So Rava Amar, Rava says, Kan be Maaser Ani Mischalik Besuch Abayis. There's a difference between how the Maaser Ani is given out. And that's the answer, the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Psukim say two different things. There's contradicting Psukim, actually, when it talks about Maaser Ani. One of them says, V'nasata, the Levi, that you should give it, and then it says, V'nachta, it's elsewhere, it's, I mean, not elsewhere, it's the same pasuk, I think, no? Let me just check. No, it's a different pasuk, I'm sorry. No, a completely different context. Okay, fine. The pasuk also says, V'nachta b'sharecha, you'll put it inside your gates, that the poor person can come and get it. So which is it? Do you give it, or do you leave it? So that's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa saying Rava. Right, but Maaser, it says Rava, but Maaser Ani, Hamischalik Besuch Abayis, with Maaser Ani that's given out from the house. Right, Ron explains that basically right by the winter, but in the wintertime they would leave it. When they winter they would bring it to themselves. I can't find it. In the winter, I think, I don't remember. I'm trying to find it here now in the run. It's a long run over here. Oh no, that's not the wrong run. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong run. Sorry, give me 1 second. Which is which? Which season is which? Yeah, Pimot, okay, if you look at Dibur Maskol Rava in Iran, right, he says, Hachi Perusha, this is what it means, Biyomas Echama Manicho Bagorin. In the summer, yeah, I guess that makes more sense. Right, he puts it in the granaries, in the threshing floor, and people just come and take it. But in the winter, right, he'll gather it in and give it out through his house. So let's just read the Gemara now that I kind of jumped to the explanation before I read it. Right, Rava says, Kan, but Maaser Ani Mischalik Pizuch Abayis, right, when the Mishnah, right, says that she cannot get a benefit from it. That's when the guy is going to give up Maaser Ani from his house in the wintertime, because he still has that Tovus Hana. He still owns it a little bit. Right? It's in his house. Right? The Chesiva Bei Nesina, right there, it says you have to give it. Right? Only you can only give something that you own. Right? The pasuk says, "Venasata lelevi lager." Right? Mishum Hachi Aser leleitnuri, because that's why it's Aser. Therefore, it's Aser, because you know he has some sort of, he's giving it to whoever he wants. He has that Tovus Hana. He has some sort of ownership, and she can't benefit from him. But can be Maaser Ani Hamischag Pesach Agronos, right? Again, when the Brisa says she can get Maaser Ani, that's in the summertime, as the Ran says, when they just leave the Maaser Ani and the threshing floor, the came the Chesiv Bei Ve'anach the Bisharach, because the Pesach says just leave it there, and so therefore Shalei Leilas Nuye, and then she can get benefit, because then already it is basically Hefker. It's not considered to be benefiting from that guy. Okay. We'll stop here at the two dots. Right, tomorrow, obviously, as you're getting the vibe, it's not a long dot tomorrow either. It's probably a good place to call it for today. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.